Winter brings majestic beauty to northwestern areas of Pakistan, but people rendered homeless by the massive floods there anticipate the season with dread. Months after the deluge that destroyed about 2 million homes and affected over 20 million across the country, about 7 million are without a permanent roof over their head at a time the bitterly cold winter days are just around the corner. The situation in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, the worst affected part of Pakistan, is alarming. Thousands of people made homeless by the devastating floods are left with the only option to stay in makeshift camps because either they have no homes left to live in or they cannot afford to rebuild their flood-hit shattered houses. The Pakistani government has pledged to provide $233 per family now to help rebuilding, along with $935 later. But most of those affected say they are yet to receive the amount.
We are living in this open area for more than 3 months since the floods washed away our home. We didn't receive any help from the government. We could afford to buy only these few sheets with whatever little money was left, just to protect ourselves from the cold. We demand our houses should be rebuilt as promised by the government.
Aid agencies say they too are facing the time crunch and are running short of funds to provide temporary shelter for those displaced by the deluge. And as more flood victims try to rebuild, demand for materials has seen construction prices soaring. With hopes of government's meager help fading away, many people have taken on debts to start rebuilding what has left of their livings.
I waited for more than 2 months for the government's help to rebuild our flood-shattered house, but all in vain. Then I borrowed some money from my friends and started rebuilding my house. I also took some construction material from the dealer on credit. I am now empty-handed. Still, I don't believe that the government will come to our rescue.
The United Nations has asked the international community for more than $2 billion to assist 14 million flood victims for the next year in flood-ravaged Pakistan. But it says it has so far received 36% of the aid. Zahir Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.